This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. Okay, I think I've got this figured out to where things don't get launched automatically. Just a second. I've got somebody pulling out behind me, so I will wait. Hey, good. Okay, good. So I don't have to worry about hitting that button so things don't sound off. Anyways, it's Thursday today. It's been a good week. We've had plenty of things to get done this week. Lots of meetings, lots of stuff. But that's okay. God has been good. We've been going one step at a time. All is well. So it's not been bad. It's not been bad at all. We are going to be doing some deploys here soon, and in a couple of weeks we're going to be trying to cut over to that server that we had tested for so long. But Jesus will be with us through it all. We got closed for the month this last week with my major client, and checks went out and everything was good. We only had one or two little oddities, one of which we knew about, and the other one we were a little surprised to see, but we think maybe that was because we had some help. So I think one of the specialists went in and deleted a record on us, and in the process of deleting that record on us, we ended up throwing some things out of whack, and then the things that were thrown out of the whack were altered to not be out of whack manually, but you know, that's okay. We'll chase this all down. We'll figure out what's going on. I am officially editing book 18 at this point. So that's good. And that's all going fine. Just putting in the edits at this point. I expect to have all the manual edits put in the next 2 or 3 days, and then I will put in all the automatic edits. Speaking of which, I need to check on something I just remembered. Put in the automatic edits, and then I have to actually manually transfer all them out. All the combined edits over to the physical document, and that will be a day or two, and then I have to do a read-through, and then after the read-through is done, I have to reformat everything, and then got to get that all done by the end of the month. So, but, you know, I think we're on track. I think we're going to be fine. Looks like we're going to be fine. Hope we're going to be fine. We'll be fine. And then I hop back to book 19. So, and I've already got 90,000 words done on book 19. So that's good, because I only have then 60,000 more to go, and I think I know where I'm going. I just don't have the epilogue yet. But that's okay. It'll come. It'll come. In its time, it'll come. So that's all good. Costume is, those are going good. Just working on the rhinestone cowboy costume alteration kind of a thing. So that's going fine. It's King Kamehameha Day tomorrow, and I had ordered some Hawaiian leis to give out. And I was saddened when I opened the bags yesterday to take a look at them, and they were vacuum sealed. Now, I know that compacted everything down, but yeah, it's not so good. It's just not so good, because they're all just crumpled and wrinkled and look wilted, and so it's not great. So there's a little sadness there. And I had the ones that I had from last year, and I compared them, and I mean, there's just no comparison whatsoever. The ones from last year were so much better. But, you know, that's what happens when you're trying to get back a few pennies on every pound and trying to make everything flatter so that it's easier to store. And there you go. So I'm not exactly sure what happened there as part of the process, but it was pretty evident. Oh, rats. Sorry. There was a car in front of me. Let me see if this thing is still running. Yes, it's still running. There was a car in front of me and he slowed down because he was turning and he was waiting to turn and waiting to turn. Anyways, that's the thing about doing this live and doing it in only one take. There are very exciting things that happen. I did discover something sad about my Android head unit and my dash cam that's supposed to be constantly recording. Apparently, when you go into Android Auto, it stops that. So it's like, come on. So maybe I'm not as constantly recording as I thought I was. But that's okay. Anyway, so costumes are going fine. Working along on that. I have some shoes to work on for National Fairy Day, but I think I'm going to be done in plenty of time with the rhinestone cowboy outfit. I should be, that I'll have time to get that done. I already have shoes for the National Fairy Day, but I may make some other shoes, so we'll see. So yeah, all in all, everything is puttering along. I do have a few friends who are going through a struggle in life at this point, and so I'm just praying for them. And some of it has to do with all this inflation that we've had. I mean, it's just really rough on some families. This inflation is just so hard for them. And, man. But I know God can be faithful to them, so I've just been praying for them. And we also had a situation this week with a baby that was just born too premature. And there was a chance if the baby had kept improving every day that everything would have been okay. But the baby's kidneys never formed up, and so it went on to be with Jesus. And there was a very sweet, moments, when the parents were talking about how hard the little guy had fought, but that it was just time for him to go home, and they brought in a photographer and got pictures of them holding him, and then he passed on. So, blessed be the name of the Lord. So anyways, this week I came across an article and I thought, well, good. Apparently there is a trend of people attempting to unplug, and the common phraseology for it is a dopamine detox. But it's not, it's not quite a dopamine detox. It's more of a dopamine potentially re-regulation. And what they're talking about is the fact that if you're on your phone all the time, everything on your phone is designed for novelty. And if you just scroll a little more, you might see something novel again, and you might get a little ping. Just keep scrolling. And the problem is if you just get ping after ping after ping after ping after ping, a little dopamine bounce over and over and over, eventually you throw your system out of whack. Because you don't have any time to just be calm and be quiet. So people are figuring out, ways to just put down the technology for a little while, which is excellent. That absolutely needs to happen. People need to put down the technology for a while. And so this article was talking about that, and I'm just about ready to get my mail, and then we'll talk about that article a little bit. I'm always amazed when I go out to restaurants and I look around and what I see mostly is people sitting there with their heads down, buried in their phones. You know, families just not even looking at each other, not even talking, just heads down, buried in their phones. Till their food comes, and they eat their food, and their heads down, buried in their phones again. So, yeah. But, you know, everyone's life is their life. But I think it's pretty apparent that that's not ideal when you're trying to cultivate relationships. So this article was talking about, and I'm about ready to pull into the garage here, so I'm going to be better here in a second. This article was talking about some of the reaction to that and some of the people that are trying to rebalance, which is really good. You know, it's always amazing to me that we seem to have this ability as human beings to recognize that things need to be rebalanced. Now, you know, we maybe aren't always as good as we could be in terms of rebalancing. But if there's no even awareness that you need to rebalance, then of course, you don't even stand a ghost of a chance of getting things balanced. But we do seem, as humans, to have this sense of the fact that we need to do better. And that's good. And honestly, I think a lot of that sense comes from the Holy Spirit. I think we have the Holy Spirit that's... So the grand dogs... The grand dogs come down routinely to determine if there are treats that are available to him. So I have one of the grand dogs that is up on his two hind legs, standing up, looking in the car, trying to figure out if it's Grammy or me. Because they know that if Grammy just came home, they're about to get some treats. But they looked up and they figured out it wasn't me. And so now they realize they aren't going to get treats. And now he's wandering off. Anyway, so the article starts off. The article is called "The Dopamine Detox is Having a Moment." So the article starts off, "Are you bored by being alone with your thoughts? Does the thought of cooking a meal, brushing your teeth, or taking a walk without a podcast, TV show, or music playing send you into a cold sweat? If you are, then according to a trend circulating on social media, you're a great candidate for something called a dopamine detox." So it involves behaviors that turn you too frequently for a quick boost, mainly things like social media, gaming, watching TV, and then taking a break from them for a few days to a week. The goal is to recalibrate your brain's reward pathways. Though some evidence suggests that taking a break from certain unhealthy behaviors can prove transformative, most research focuses on clinical addictions, not the daily temptations that we face. That hasn't stopped content creators from overstating the science to promise unmatched happiness, productivity, academic success, and lots of money from a digital detox. But, yeah. Even so, temporary break can be nice. So they explain in the article, according to them, dopamine is just one neurochemical that contributes to happiness, and unplugging for a few days won't rewire your brain, but it may help you recognize the triggers you're leaning on, says Anna Lemke, psychiatry professor. While we're consuming digital media, she says, like TV shows, TikTok, podcasts, and music, it releases a lot of dopamine in a specific part of the brain called the reward pathway. When dopamine is set hurtling down this pathway, it sets off a good feeling in the brain. Any reward stimulus, like a piece of candy, a like on a post, or the start of your favorite song, can give you this hit. But of course, if you do it over and over and over and over and over, then you kind of set that as a bar that you're expecting constantly to have a dopamine hit. And you get to the place which is exactly where the TV producers and the social media people want you to be. And that is, if you walk away from it, then you start craving that. And then you start thinking, I got to get back there. I got to try that again. I got to do that. So as they talk about in the article, detox is a little bit of a misleading term. The word describes the removal of something harmful and unnatural, but dopamine made in the brain is neither of those things, nor is it being removed. The practice is also called sometimes a dopamine fast. While the goal is to starve that dopamine-specific reward pathway of constant activation, the chemical is still present and active. What's actually being cut out during this practice is whatever stimulus a person is hoping to feel less dependent on. A more apt but less catchy name for the routine might be a dopamine recalibration. Okay, so, you know, years ago, I used to hear and be told that you never really know who you are until you get in a room by yourself with everything quiet and you just have to listen to your own thoughts. And I always thought that that was, you know, that was a pretty good idea. That being able to quiet yourself and just ponder the state of the universe was a really good way to kind of get a calibration of how much you were abiding in him and how much calm there was within your heart without unnecessary crutches to get to that calm. So, yeah. They talk in the article about when we're working with patients who have actually become pathologically addicted to digital media, they usually feel bad for about 10 to 14 days. Goodness. After that, patients begin to focus again, to slow down, to enjoy activities that may have seemed boring like before, like taking a quiet walk or cooking a meal. Gradually, because it's not being used, the association between the problem behavior and the dopamine reward becomes weaker, making it easier for people to resume using their devices in a less problematic way. So the article concludes that for people without an addiction, a stimulus fast doesn't need to be methodological. There's no real right or wrong length of time to try it. What's more important is paying close attention to how you feel while doing it, which may help you notice automatic behaviors that may not have registered before. So even a temporary step back can teach us a lot. Quote, we're constantly reacting to external stimuli, which means that we're not really giving our brains a chance to form a continuous thought or stay long enough, quiet long enough to have spontaneous thoughts. And that really was the last piece of this that struck me when they started talking about the language of spontaneous thoughts. Because spontaneous thoughts are something that are incredibly important to me. Because I don't think they're just spontaneous. I think maybe what they're talking about there are the whispers. And it's just so important to be able to hear the whispers and get quiet enough. So one of the really good things about not being completely addicted to digital devices, about being able to put them down and just keep them down, is the fact that you can keep your heart quiet enough that you can hear him. Because, man, he is the one whom to know is life eternal. He is the one that we can find a secret place in, and we can abide under his shadow. But we really have to be quiet if we're going to do those things. We have to be quiet. This is Phil Farrand, and I have made it home.